Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, we tell you what's required to export agricultural produce from Jamaica. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Also, an expenditure survey. What kind of digging up people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running away me sooner next time.
A message from Statin. There are procedures that must be followed when seeking to export agricultural produce. The steps include obtaining the packing house requirements from the plant quarantine main office. Then you will need to make an appointment for the inspection of the packing house by a plant quarantine inspector after all the requirements for the packing house facility have been met.
We come, we inspect, and if it meets that guideline, then we actually certify.
Chief Plant Quarantine Inspector in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Sunny Wilson. If the packing house is approved, the following information must be provided. Name and address of the company. Location of the packing house, as well as the name, address and telephone number of a contact person. If the packing house is approved, the Chief Plant Quarantine Officer will prepare a letter to the Export Certification Officer at JAMPRO requesting that they proceed with the certification process.
We work very closely with the JAMPRO organization, so JAMPRO does not give them an export license until they get a letter from us.
Chief Plant Quarantine Inspector Sunil Wilson. All produce for export must be prepared and packed in an approved packing house. All produce must be appropriately packaged in new, clean, properly labeled bags or boxes. Labeling on packages must coincide with the information on the export documents. A plant quarantine produce inspector must inspect all shipments. Appointments for inspection must be made 24 hours in advance of the shipment being brought to the export complex or prior to inspection of the packing process. There are two export complexes in Jamaica, one at the Norman Manley International Airport and the other at the Sangster International Airport. For further information, call the Plant Quarantine Main Office at 977-0637 or 977-6992. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. The man that aban boot must go before Fimash Maka. Translation, the man who is wearing boots must lead the way and trample the thorns. And this means, those with resources must create opportunities for those without.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, we can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
Me, I beg you, just memorize something, no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. Just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries. And everybody loves the fish sanctuaries. Cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone. And help save the reefs we depend on. And that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam. Let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.